The federal government is shaking up the information technology industry. A new law that went into effect yesterday requires all government technology, from fax machines to computers to websites, be easy for disabled people to access. Supporters hope this will lead to accessible technologies becoming widespread throughout society. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Pamela Steed works at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She never thought she'd need special adaptive technology until 3 years ago, when a slow loss of sight went to black. That's when she first visited an agency technology center for disabled employees.
And I can remember when I came down here, I was so overwhelmed to the point till I started crying. I just didn't know that I would be able to continue on doing the work that I do.
Especially since most of that work is done on a computer. Steed now has only peripheral vision, but she is still employed thanks to a variety of rather nifty devices. One is a camera that magnifies anything in front of it and displays the very large text on her screen.
I can see the word there, but if that was on a small piece of paper like this...
She pulls the article out from under the magnifier.
Right now, all I see is just a white sheet of paper.
Steed is one of roughly 120,000 federal employees with some kind of disability. Some technologies for visually impaired people are simple, like changing the screen display to very high contrast colors. Others are a lot more complicated, like pads that translate what's on the screen into Braille, and this software that reads everything out loud.
Today, 20% of people in the U.S. have a disability because of...
The new federal regulations don't mandate that every employee must have software that does this, but now the government will only buy information-related technology that meets a specific set of guidelines aimed at helping disabled people. It's not just for workers. Government information kiosks used by the general public and all federal websites must also be accessible to everyone. The law is expected to have a big impact, since the federal government spends at least $39 billion annually on information technology. Greg Pisaki is a business development manager with the software company Adobe.
People who have to buy software have to evaluate that software in terms of all kinds of criteria. Accessibility is thrown in there. You know, as software vendors, we have to compete. And one of those areas of competition is going to be who has the most accessible product.
Some companies are incorporating disability features into their regular products. New Panasonic copiers, for example, put controls where wheelchair users can reach them. Microsoft's more recent operating systems come with some options, such as changing computer beeps to flashing alerts. But manufacturers admit progress was slow until this law passed. Harris Miller is president of the Information Technology Association of America. He expects government buyers will work with technology companies that still aren't ready.
I don't think people will be turning a blind eye, but I think they'll be trying to come up with implementation processes that meet the spirit and ultimately the letter of the requirements. And that may involve a certain phase implementation, that may involve some types of products being implemented at a different schedule than others.
Most of the new guidelines seek to help visually, hearing, or otherwise physically disabled people, but they don't directly address the needs of people with language or learning disabilities. Judy Brewer runs an accessibility program for the World Wide Web Consortium. She says there are ways to make technology more accessible for people with cognitive disabilities.
There are things like looking at the level of language that's used on a site, not to oversimplify language, but to make sure that it's no more complex than needed for a particular site.
Some things, like read-aloud software, can help people with dyslexia, for example, as well as those who can't see. The government says the new regulations could cost as much as $680 million the first year and fall sharply after that. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.